Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
A number of Iranian military commanders and nuclear scientists were reported killed. Iran threatening retaliation. Israelis rushed to supermarkets in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and elsewhere to buy bottled water and other supplies, and circulated messages on WhatsApp advising each other to prepare their shelters for potential long-term use. Fran Blisko, a 1010 Winds writer, is in Jerusalem with her husband.
So it's almost the Sabbath. And on the Sabbath, there's, we tend to go to synagogue, but the synagogues in all of Israel are closed for tonight and tomorrow because of what's going on.
And here in New York, Mayor Adams and Police Commissioner Tisch hold a security briefing this afternoon, 1 o'clock. Security is already being stepped up at Jewish sites here in the city. The executive director for the New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice is pushing back against those saying there was a riot yesterday at the Delaney Hall Immigration Center in Newark. She tells 1010 Winds.
People inside were protesting over not having food for over 20 hours and not having sufficient drinking water. To categorize this as a random riot that sparked up in the middle of the day sort of hides the fact that the conditions are so terrible inside of Delaney Hall.
The comments from Amy Torres come following an apparent escape from that facility, although it has not been confirmed. An attorney for one of the detainees telling NJ.com that group had gotten upset about meals being delayed and turned violent, then knocked over a weak outer wall, allowing for the escape. At least 4 detainees are reportedly still on the loose. There's been no comment from ICE. A Homeland Security agent has taken the stand in the Sean Puffy Combs sex trafficking trial. He has so far told the court that Combs had an arsenal of weapons at his home in Los Angeles, along with more than 1,000 bottles of lubricant. Witnesses have previously testified that those lubricants were frequently used in Combs' drug-fueled marathon sex parties. The rapper, accused of using his influence in the music biz to coerce women into participating in the parties, he has pleaded not guilty. He says everything was consensual. Governor Hochul has announced a new scholarship at SUNY in memory of beloved longtime Harlem Congressman Charlie Rangel. Hochul is among those who delivered eulogies today at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Let's keep his name alive at his beloved institution and have 20 CUNY graduate students each year named in scholarships, the Charlie Rangel Public Service Scholarship. Let's get it going next fall so the next generation knows his story.
Friends, loved ones, and the city of New York all saying their final farewell to Rangel today.
A son of Harlem, a trailblazer, notably one of the founders for the Congressional Black Caucus. But to U.S. Representative Maxine Waters.
When I first came to Congress, we got to be very good friends. He's one of the strongest and best leaders.
You hear the chatter in passing, people describing Rangel as a man like no other. And though his resume is long, his selflessness, devotion, and heart are what people remember him for. Waters says,
"We just had fun. After Congress, I would come up and we'd have lunch or dinner. He used to tell me wonderful stories."
Rangel spent more than half of his life dedicated to serving his community and New York at large. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Rangel was 94. A man is dead after a shooting in the Morsania section of the Bronx. Officers responding to a 911 call last night on 169th Street and Franklin Avenue found the 56-year-old suffering from a bullet wound to the head. He died a short time later at St. Barnabas Hospital. There is no word on any motive for the shooting so far. No arrests. The New York State Senate has approved a bill requiring large AI developers to have a safety plan to prevent widespread harm and destruction. It was sponsored by Brooklyn Senator Andrew Gonardes, who tells 1010 Winds not having a plan is basically like letting your child ride in a car with no seatbelts or airbags.
OpenAI, Anthropic, Meta, Google, etc., that are developing the most far-reaching AI computation models, the ones that have the ability to replicate the human brain, the ones that people are warning us about, we're requiring them to have a safety plan.
Supporters say the plan is needed because artificial intelligence could help create chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. But skeptics say the real threat is in the accessibility of dangerous materials, not AI itself. The bill is still in the committee phase in the state assembly. Father's Day is Sunday, and you know, great gifts can come in very small packages.
This mother of two says she already got her hubby his Father's Day gifts.
My husband said he wanted some new shirts, and you know, and I said, "All right, let me get that Mega Millions ticket." So
that's a great idea.
Card, yeah.
Oh wow, that's a really good idea. Their 3-year-old son Vince talked about his dad.
Oh, he played with me downstairs with Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen. So you have fun with him? And my 10-year-old son, Noah, says he got my hubby, Troy, socks and a shirt for Father's Day. What is so great about your dad?
Because he's nice.
Doing anything special for Father's Day?
Hugging him.
Aw, giving him a hug?
Mm-hmm.
Happy Father's Day. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Cute little guy. South River High School in Middlesex County is open again today, one day after a senior prank led to the cancellation of classes. And what a prank it was. South River's mayor tells NJ.com that desks and chairs and other furniture were all piled up in the hallways all over the school and that the entire gym had been, TP'd, covered in toilet paper. It's believed about 50 students were involved in the prank, but there's been no word on what, if any, consequences they might face. We are expecting details later today, as we say, about the plans that the NYPD and the mayor have. Let's get a live update this morning from our Mac Rosenberg. Mac.
Bridget, we're expecting Mayor Adams and Police Commissioner Tisch to show the complete confidence in the NYPD that they've been showing all week. Mayor Adams can't envision a situation here like the one in LA, where the National Guard and Marines have been deployed by President Trump. Adams noting the size and capability of the department and other law enforcement agencies in the city. There are several protests across the region planned for tomorrow as part of what is being dubbed No King's Day. We're going to hear from the mayor and the PC on how they plan to deploy officers to handle these events. Looks like there's a big one planned for Bryant Park. This No Kings theme is coinciding with a parade Saturday honoring the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. It's also President Trump's birthday. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at police headquarters.
The Trump administration had until this morning to appeal a judge's order to release Mahmoud Khalil. He's the Columbia grad student the administration is looking to deport over his participation in last summer's pro-Palestinian protests at the school. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Khalil's presence in the country poses a risk to foreign policy. His attorneys call his arrest and the attempts to deport him vindictive and unconstitutional. And with the deadline passing, they are calling for Khalil to be released immediately.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.